Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The funeral in Queens this morning for the Army Sergeant from Ozone Park, Angel Rampersad, who died in the war with Iran. One of Rampersad's friends, Kimberly, speaking at the funeral this morning.
I know she's a soldier, and that's what a lot of people are here to celebrate. But soldier or not, she was such a good example of what a decent human being is. I hope that you guys go home and a year from now, 5 years from now, hopefully even 10 years from now, when you remember her name, you guys remember what an amazing person she was.
Our Glenn Shuck is outside the church.
And Linda, you can hear the silence behind me, right? And this has really been quite an impactful scene here. Complete and respectful silence for the blocks all around this church here, the Calvary Assembly of God Church. Very emotional, about 5 minutes before nine when the casket came in with the hearse carrying the body of the sergeant. And again, very quiet as people just stood and took it all in. Some of the members of this community have been very supportive of this family in these recent weeks after the loss of Angel. Bobby Rusicata was out here, and she spoke with me.
Just to support the family and her, Angel,
mm-hmm.
She gave up her life, and I just feel like I had to come out and stand for her and wish the family well. And yeah, it's very tough, very, very.
A lot of people wiping away tears throughout all of this. Now, we expect the funeral service here to last probably another 45 minutes or an hour. I just noticed here outside as well, there's a man standing by himself holding an American flag. Also, there's another picture of the sergeant here along the side of the church, and it says, Ozone Park stands for her. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
An emotional day there in Queens. Winds News Time, 10:04. The NYPD is on the hunt for a man accused of sexually abusing multiple children in the Bronx. Five of the victims were minors. A sixth was 18 years old. Police say 42-year-old Stephen Charles abused the victims between January of 2018 and May of this year, abusing five boys and one 13-year-old girl. The youngest victim was 10 years old. You can see pictures of that suspect on all our 1010 Winds social media pages at 1010 Winds. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS, or log on to the Crime Stoppers website. And the search continues for a 10-year-old girl in the Passaic River. The girl has been missing since she and two other children, a brother and a sister, aged 10 and 11, entered the water earlier this week while they were playing near the river. The body of the 10-year-old boy was recovered Wednesday night. His sister made it out alive. Passaic Mayor Hector Laura says the family is trying hard to deal with the loss.
As you can imagine, the family is overwhelmed with grief, not just the mother and the sibling that recently lost their father. So this family's going through a lot, and they expressed their deep appreciation for everyone's support.
Search crews were out again at 6 a.m. today searching for the 10-year-old girl. Crews have been using boats, helicopters, divers, and sonar equipment to try to find her. And police are now asking for help finding the mugger responsible for a string of robberies and attempted robberies in Queens. Two of the muggings happened in Woodhaven, one in Ozone Park between the end of June and earlier this week. In each case, the victim said that the man came up to them, pulled out a gun, and demanded their money and their cell phone. In the two incidents in Woodhaven, the man fled the scene without getting anything off the victims, but he managed to steal $360 from the victim in Ozone Park. Police are asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The Savannah Bananas will be at Arthur Ashe's Kids Day. The event on August 23rd is part of U.S. Open Fan Week at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Word is the Savannah Bananas, outside of musical numbers, will take part in on-court games and challenges and even stick around for a meet and greet with fans. You can get a free U.S. Open fan access pass and more info at usopen.org/fanweek. A major update from City Health Commissioner Alistair Martin this morning on Legionnaires outbreak on the Upper East Side.
We can confirm the source of this Legionnaires disease community cluster has been eliminated. This represents a critical phase for us and a vital inflection point in our efforts to keep New Yorkers safe.
He says there is no longer an elevated risk to those in the area and that no new cases have been reported in the past 2 weeks. That coming in after a seventh person died yesterday. And as residents at Haven Plaza on the Lower East Side demand answers after two cases of the disease were linked to the plumbing system in their building last year. Some of them have now been dealing with water problems for several months, many not even able to shower in their own homes. The health department says they ordered the building to conduct plumbing and mechanical work, and management claiming they began remediation this week. Two MTA buses collided in the Bronx last night, injuring five people. They swiped each other just before 10 p.m. near East 163rd Street and Hunts Point Avenue. Three riders treated at the scene. Two others were hospitalized. So far, there's no word on their conditions or what caused that crash. In just a few hours, home care workers, patients, and disability advocates will rally in support of the No More 24 bill that would end 24-hour shifts by requiring around-the-clock care to be split into 12-hour shifts. Issa V. with Disabled for Universal Healthcare says the current system isn't working for caregivers or the people that rely on them.
Obviously, we have so many caregivers who are trying to get their hours right, to get their union benefits, to get their healthcare. And on the other side of that, we have patients who just are not receiving anything because the city has not allocated enough funds to work through these cases at a fast enough rate.
The rally begins at noon outside City Hall. Another e-bike fire to tell you about. This one injured several people in the Bronx last night. It started around 10:45 p.m. between East 167th and 168th Streets in Morrisania. The FDNY says the bike caught fire in an apartment on the second floor there and that three people were hospitalized. So far, there's no word on their condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.